Chapter 25, Prophet with a Message of Hope. For many years King Uzziah ruled with discretion in the land of Judah and Benjamin. Cities were rebuilt and fortified, and the riches of the nations flowed into Jerusalem. Uzziah's name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped, till he was strong. Outward prosperity, however, was not accompanied by spiritual power. The temple services were continued, and multitudes assembled to worship the living God, but pride and formality took the place of humility and sincerity. Of Uzziah it is written, "When he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God." In violation of a plain command of the Lord, the king entered the sanctuary to burn incense upon the altar. Azariah the high priest and his associates remonstrated with him, "Thou hast trespassed," they urged, "neither shall it be for thine honor." Uzziah was filled with wrath that he should be rebuked. But he was not permitted to profane the sanctuary against the united protest of those in authority. While standing there in wrathful rebellion, he was smitten with leprosy. To the day of his death, he remained a leper, a living example of the folly of departing from a plain, thus saith the Lord. Neither his position nor his long service could be pleaded as an excuse for the presumptuous sin which brought upon him the judgment of heaven. God is no respecter of persons. See. Uzziah's son Jotham succeeded to the throne after his father's death. He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, he did according to all that his father Uzziah had done. Howbeit the high places were not removed. The reign of Uzziah was drawing to a close when Isaiah, a young man of the royal line, was called to the prophetic mission. He was to witness the invasion of Judah by the armies of Israel and Syria, he was to behold the Assyrian hosts encamped before the chief cities of the kingdom. Samaria was to fall, and the 10 tribes were to be scattered among the nations. Judah was to be invaded by Assyrian armies, and Jerusalem suffer a siege that would have resulted in her downfall had not God miraculously interposed. The divine protection was being removed, and Assyrian forces were about to overspread Judah.